This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
New voices in your head.
It's Radio Free Radio. Watch me.
That's right. It's the queen, y'all.
Watch me. Movie reviews with Kathy Bond.
Hi there, movie fans. Kathy Bond here, and something recently popped up on my radar. Something I find very fascinating. Why is the U.S. filmmaking machine suddenly obsessed with Abraham Lincoln? Is it that we're hungry for period dramas? Witness the popularity of Downton Abbey and Mad Men. Or maybe in this time of lying through their teeth politicians, citizens crave virtue in their leaders. They want somebody smart, fearless, and above all, somebody who tells the truth.
You really want to know the truth, Mary? Each and every night, I go out hunting vampires.
While Spielberg's Lincoln follows along the more conventional period drama path, Timur Bekmambetov drives right into a high-concept horror with his new flick, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. Oh golly, I love this movie for so many reasons. First off, I'm a big fan of the Russian director. His Day Watch and Night Watch, two other horror films that generated huge box office returns in Mother Russia, alerted me to his presence. It's amazing what this guy can do with a super lean budget and an impressive magic bag of CGI tricks. And then there's the concept. In Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, the vampires stand in for the South. You see, the vampires are determined to keep their slaves, and there's more. The vampires want a nation of their own. But only Lincoln and a small covey of his friends are privy to this top-secret knowledge, and that's the reason Lincoln enters the political arena, to spread his anti-slave message by day and kill vampires by night. The tension builds up to the American Civil War. Abe and his soldiers from the North do the best they can, but the vampires can't be stopped because, after all, they can't be killed. Imagine doing battle with the undead. You bayonet them down. They jump back up, down, up, down, up, over and over again. You just can't win. Isn't that neat? Of course, with a concept this high, you're bound to find a few layers of cheese. And as always, Bekmambetov gleefully serves up the fromage. I'm not going to tell you anything else about the plot, but if you're the kind of film fan who enjoys significant cult films as much as I do, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter is a must-see. I'm Kathy Bond, and have a very Merry Christmas.
This fine podcast is a proud member of the Rabble Podcast Network, which is a hand-picked collection of Canadian podcasts on Rabble.ca that offer an alternative take on politics, society, community, and life in general. Rabble.ca is a non-profit, community-funded media site, and they need your support to keep going. Please help out at rabble.ca/donate. Your support at rabble.ca/donate helps podcasts like this get out to the world. Where can you give your support? Rabble.ca/donate. Thank you.